You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Now, in Jesus' name, that they will open up their hearts and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives. We thank you and we praise you for everything, because without you, we could do nothing.
Amen.
But we are never without you. You are always with us.
Amen.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you,
Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, all of my faith partners and radio listeners out there, today we're going to be in the book of Psalms 103, praise the Lord. And we're going to talk about today how God wants you well. He wants you whole. He wants to heal and set you free. And many people are suffering today from all different kinds of abnormalities, different types of maladies that's in their bodies. But I want to tell you today that the Lord Jesus Christ, He is our healer, and He wants you whole. But this Psalm 103 was coming from a man after God's own heart, which is David. But we know that there's a greater one than David. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. But we're going to look at the 103rd Psalms today. And we want you out there to be blessed. Praise God.
Amen.
And remember that God wants you well. If you're not well, then how can you serve Him the way that He anticipated? The only one that wants to keep you decrepit and crippled and all kinds of things is nobody but the enemy. But God wants you well.
Amen.
Say that out there in radio land. God wants you well. Amen. So let's look at the word of God and give the Lord all the praise, because His intended purpose that we be healed, made whole.
Amen.
To serve Him with all of our hearts. I'm going to start out this morning, praise God, with David, the Psalm of David. He was saying, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name."
Amen.
"Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits." And one of the benefits of God is that He wants you whole.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't want you walking around here where you can't serve Him, especially if you're a child of God. So the scripture tells us that David was saying, "I will bless the Lord at all times." He said, "I'll bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." He said, "Everything that's on the inside of me is going to bless the Lord." That
Amen.
Means that his liver, kidneys, heart, whatever it is that's on the inside of him is going to bless the Lord. And he's most of all, he said, "O my soul." My soul is going to bless the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God. At all times. Praise the Lord. So this is what David was saying here. We're not preaching here. We're just trying to use the proper exegetical approach to Scripture, and so that we all can be blessed from it. And David was saying that he's going to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, Pastor.
And don't forget his benefits. God has great benefits.
Yes, he does.
And we have to believe the benefits of God. We have to believe God's benefits. So I'm going to start out with Minister Glory. Would you just continue to read that?
Amen. Praise God. Who forgetteth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Wait a minute. He forgiveth us of all of our iniquities, who healeth all of some of our diseases.
All thy diseases.
He heals all.
Left nothing undone. Amen.
So if you have something that you're dealing with this moment, in this hour here, listen, believe what the Word of God is saying.
Amen.
Who forgiveth our iniquities, who healeth all of our diseases. And not only that, is that he crowned us what?
With loving kindness, loving and tender mercies.
Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? Loving kindness and tender mercies.
Yes, Pastor.
Go ahead.
Verse 4.
Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
Oh, we serve a mighty God. Advantage is we serve a mighty God.
Yes, we do, and Pastor.
And look at what he does here. So David was saying that he's going to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. What are we saying today? Are we going to bless him? Are we going to receive all these benefits that God has for us? Are we going to allow him to crown us with tender mercies and loving care? Are we going to allow that? Praise God. Our
Amen.
Faith has to be in what God said to us in his word.
That's the truth, Pastor.
Are you reading and not believing? Or are
sin,
you...
Pastor. If
believing
and not believing, that's sin.
Are you believing what the Word of God says? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Who forgiveth our iniquities and who healeth all of our diseases.
Yes.
Evangelist, you have something you want to say there?
Pastor, you were just saying about believing. Now, Pastor, if you read your word and you got doubt and unbelief, that's sin. You got to come into his presence believing what you don't see God, but you know he's there. And guess what, Pastor? When you bless the Lord, that's to kneel before the Lord. To bless is an act of adoration to God or man. When you bow before God with all your heart, Pastor, you coming into the presence of the living God. How can you not thank God for bless the Lord, oh my soul. Your soul is praising the Lord and forget not all his benefits. There's a lot of benefits that God give out, Pastor. So,
amen. So God, David is saying that my will, my emotion, and my intellect or my mind, it's going to bless the Lord.
Yes.
Because I have realized that he has forgiven all of my iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, and has crowned me. I'll say it me personally.
Amen.
He's crowned me with tender love and care. Praise the Lord. Minister Glory, you want to finish reading that?
Yes,
Pastor.
I wanted to mention about believing. Yes, but you must believe, but it's all by faith.
Amen.
It's all by faith because you can't please God unless you have faith.
Correct.
Amen. And that's why in Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe, and it's all faith. And he is a reward of them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
Then you get your benefits. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, man.
Well, there are more benefits that David is saying there in Psalms 103. You want to finish reading?
Amen. It says, the Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful, glory to God, and gracious,
yes,
slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
Yes.
He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dwelt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
Can you imagine for a moment if God had rewarded us according to our iniquities, what would happen? But I thank God that he realized that we are nothing but dust.
Amen.
That's what he realized, nothing but dust. And this is the whole thing that I don't understand why, you know, you have different factions of society or, you know, ethnic groups, and they're fighting against each other, and it's all, we are all nothing but dust.
Amen.
That's all we are, dust. And we should be able to get along. There's no good dust. There's no bad dust. It's just dust. So we all are dust, and we are fighting amongst ourselves. But God has not dealt with us according to our iniquities. And he's just like a father that he pities us. Glory to God. Amen. This is what we're talking about. And his benefits are so great. And I thank the Lord for the benefits that he shared with all of us. And when we continue to read that Psalms 103, we can see the glory. We can see the mercy and compassion. We can see the love of God. So there are many out there in Radio Land today that are suffering from whatever problems you may have. But I just want to tell you, God loves you. God is gracious.
Yes.
God is merciful.
Yes.
God is long-suffering. God loves you from everlasting to everlasting.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that his benefits. Just reach out and touch and receive his benefits. Benefits of healing. Glory to God. I said the benefits of being delivered from whatever problem that you may have. Evangelist, yeah, go ahead, Evangelist.
Pastor, I got 30 benefits.
Go ahead. There you go.
We can't read all 30 benefits.
No, Pastor, but I just said 30 benefits that God gives you.
Amen.
Mm.
And amen. I got a list of them, but I can't go through the list now, Pastor. But guess what? I want the listeners to know it's not one or two benefits. God got many benefits for you only believe.
You only believe. And what we're doing is that we understand that this is old covenant, which is also the word of God, because the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what it is that we looking at the benefits doing that old covenant, but we as children of God today have a better covenant.
Yes, we do.
Glory to God. A better covenant. And this covenant gives us extremely greater benefits. Extremely greater benefits.
Yes, Pastor.
And what we want to do, we are coupling the old benefits under the old covenant, which is still God. And as God doesn't change, his benefit, if he loved them then, he loved them now.
Amen.
And if he healed them back there, he's healing now. So
yes,
I want to tell you out there in Radio Land, listen, don't be distraught. Don't be confused. Just believe that and receive your healing from what God's word says. That's all. Just receive your healing.
Yes.
Don't try to think of what you can do for God, but think of what God has done for you.
Amen.
And God has made it possible that you can walk in this healing. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Healing is the children's bread.
Isn't that
Pastor.
Wonderful thing there?
Amen, yes. Pastor.
You can walk in this healing. Just receive it and walk in it. And don't let any demon try and discourage you or try and get you where you take your mind off of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. We want to, because we'll be going back and forth, and I just want to explain that we're coupling the Old Testament with the New Testament.
Amen,
because
the
grace of God, and that's where we are.
Yes.
But it was so important that looking at David, and he was a man after God's own heart, and what happened is that He is explaining to us all these benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
And Minister Glory, you want to read some
For
more?
For as
that?
The heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
Amen.
Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
A man after God's own heart.
Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him.
Amen.
For he knoweth our frame. Praise the Lord.
Isn't that he knows? He created us, so he knows our frame. And we don't need, and he knows what's in us too.
Yes, he does,
Pastor. And he knows that we are nothing but dust. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. He numbered our hairs on our head. He knows. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He remembered them. No, he remembered that we are dust.
Yes.
Can you imagine for a moment that God remembers that we are dust?
Yes, Pastor.
And as I said before, there's nothing but dirt.
Amen.
There's no good dirt. There's no bad dirt. There's nothing but dirt. And this is what appalls me when I see a lot of women, they get in the mirror, and I'm not trying to downtrodden women, but they get in the mirror and they put all the stuff on dirt, you know? They keep, no, really, that's what's going on. They are painting dirt. And that's all we are. But sometimes we have to understand that is you have to put some on this dirt, yes. You know? But the most important thing is that we're all dirt. And God said that. I didn't say it.
Yes, God said it.
He said he remembered that we are nothing but dirt.
Because he made the dirt.
He's the creator. Glory to God. And I want everybody out there in Radio Land to understand that wasn't anything said that would try and discredit women or even humanity. Amen. But God created us all. So he says he remembered that we are nothing but dirt. And when he can do that, then he realized that he could not deal with us according to our iniquities.
Amen.
He just couldn't do it. We're nothing but dirt. But thank God for Jesus. So you want to finish reading?
As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more.
Can you imagine that, evangelist? Can you imagine that he's looking at us as just a flower?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
As grass, as a flower of the field.
That's right. Pastor.
And we are only here for a period of time.
That's it.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's God is gracious.
Yeah. Then the wind passes over it. Pastor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says, and it is gone.
No more.
Mm-hmm. And the place thereof shall know it no more.
That's right.
It's gone.
Gone.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Mm-hmm. I remember when I think it was Job that said, let me know the number of my days. Mm-hmm. Something to that effect there. Job, didn't he say that? Do you remember reading that?
Yes. Where,
and that's also in Psalms 2, Pastor.
You know, mm-hmm. The number of your days.
The, you know the number of your days.
It's a wonderful thing there. When, how many out there want to know the number of their days?
Not many, Pastor. Yeah.
No. We don't need to know that right now.
Mm-mm.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If they did, they would get themselves right, Pastor.
That's right. They would get ready. They would get ready. So you want to finish reading that ministry?
It says, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting.
Amen.
Upon them that fear him.
Praise the Lord.
And his righteousness unto children's children.
Amen.
This is why we serve the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, my granddaughter had told me, she said, you know, granddad, that I strongly believe that while we are reaching this going into middle age, it's all because of you and grandma serving the Lord, that the blessings that are coming from you all is trickling down.
Amen.
To them. And I said, well, you know, honey, that's a wonderful thing, but God is in charge of the longevity.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how well we serve God. The most important thing is that you serve him.
Yes.
Because we are to serve God in the days of our youth. And you're young
yes.
now. You have
yes,
strength
Pastor.
And full of vitality. So serve God. Give him all your strength and ability. Amen. Praise God.
Yes,
what do you think about that, evangelist?
Pastor, you told the truth on that. Guess what, Pastor? If I would have took as a youth seriously as I take it now, Pastor, where would I be in Christ?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
What would God have done through me through Christ, Pastor, for his glory?
But we were caught up listening to the beat of another drummer.
Mm-hmm.
But God's timing is his timing. He knew
yes,
that
yes.
whatever that he wanted to do in your life, it was a time or a season, should I say.
Yes, a season, Pastor.
If things had been done before then, you probably would mess it up. But this is why, yeah, we would probably mess
yes,
it up.
Pastor.
But because of God's goodness and mercy, he knows exactly when to do whatever it is that need to be done.
Amen.
And it's important that we take notice that God wants us well. He doesn't want us sick.
Amen.
The only one that wants you sick is the devil. The evil one. The one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to keep you from serving God because he knows how it is. Can you imagine for a moment the evil one, he was kicked out of heaven. And what it is that he knows how heaven is.
Yes.
The splendor and the glory.
Yes.
But he's trying to keep us from getting
there.
Yes,
Pastor.
Are you going to allow him to keep you from going there?
No, Pastor.
My goodness. God is a good God. This is why we serve the Lord. Not out of fear. We reverence God.
Yes, Pastor.
But the most important thing is that we are all striving to make heaven our home. Glory to God. I said heaven our home.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're not playing any games. We don't have time for any foolishness. God has already set the time clock. The clock is ticking.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, Jesus is coming. The King is coming back.
King is.
And you're going to have to prepare yourself to meet the King.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise
so
God.
David is saying a lot of things there. And if anybody know how to praise God, it's David. He's singing. You know, Psalms is singing. He's singing this to the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. He's singing it to the Lord. How many of us get in the shower and we sing to the Lord and praise him? Lord, I thank you for my eyes. I thank you for my ears, my head. I thank you, Lord, for my feet, my heart, everything. David is saying, well, he's going to have everything that's within him to bless the Lord. What about you, Evangelist?
Pastor, you told the truth. Guess what? When you wake up in the morning, you can move them eyes and your hands, your feet, and you can smell with your nose, talk with your mouth. Pastor, you thanking God for the heart, for the liver, for the kidneys, for the pancreas. Pastor, you thanking him for the intestine, for the esophagus. You thanking God for everything because you're able to move freely one more day, Pastor.
Amen. Praise God. Just one more day in the land of the living.
Hallelujah.
Because the dead can't praise him,
Pastor. That's exactly right. The dead cannot praise him. So one more day in the land of the living. This is why we thank him for everything. And that's what David is saying. I will bless the Lord, my soul.
Oh, my soul.
And all that is within me.
That's the whole being.
That's right. Bless his holy name. I'm gonna do that. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So every morning we wake up, we need to give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes.
Well, let me correct that. Every day that he wakes us up.
Right.
He does. He wakes us up. Now we wake up ourselves.
That is right. He sent that angel to touch us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
So God wants you whole. He wants you healed. Receive your healing because this is part of the benefits of God to us as children of God. Praise the Lord. And we look at the word of God under this new covenant. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Because there is a balance in the word of God.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
It is.
It's a balance because I know that there's the old covenant and then there's the new covenant or the New Testament, should I say.
Amen.
Because the New Testament is the new covenant.
Yes, it is.
And the Lord Jesus Christ is the new covenant. I said Jesus is the new covenant. Praise the Lord. So we're going back and forth here thanking the Lord for everything. Can you imagine for a moment that the God that we serve knows the number of hairs on your head?
Right.
Awesome, Pastor.
That's right.
The numbers of hairs on your head.
And know which hairs came out when you combed it or brushed it, Pastor.
Right.
You know that the God that we serve know when that sparrow fell to the ground?
Yes,
Pastor.
Doesn't matter where he fell, he knew all about it. The God that we serve, you realize that he knows the end of your days?
Yes.
And he knew the beginning of your days. He made the end before he made the beginning. And think about that, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
God done.
That's right.
God sees everything. We're walking what God already started years ago, Pastor, from the foundation of the world. We're just walking out what God already sees.
Yes.
What it was already done.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, because what happened is that he has declared the end from the beginning.
According
to Isaiah 46 and verse 10. That's what he's done. He declared the end from the beginning. So he knows exactly what we are walking into and the end of of what's going to happen.
Amen.
That's why I pray to God that we all understand and see the end of our faith. What is the end of your faith?
Mm.
Are you trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ? If God wants you whole, walking in good health, or divine health, what do you think about today? It's the same thing, because the God we serve does not change. He does not change, because he said if he were to change, the sons of Jacob would be consumed.
Yes.
And they are not consumed, so he doesn't change. Praise God. What he wanted back then, he wants it right now for us as children of God. Amen. Glory to his name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want
to read? It says, to such as keep his covenant, mm-hmm. and to those that remember his commandments, to do them.
Now, did you hear what he said?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To them that keep his covenant.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And to them that do them.
Mm-hmm.
My God, my God. So we look at what's happening in the new covenant there. Glory to God. You have to keep the word of God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to walk and be obedient to what the word of God says. Because in Isaiah 1 and verse 19, he says here that if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. My God, I will bless the Lord. You will bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that's on the inside of me is going to bless the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. And under the new covenant, it's the same thing. When I bless the Lord, praise God, and I thank him for everything, you should do the same thing.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
You may be sitting home in your easy chair. You might be in your automobile. It doesn't matter where you are, but you can bless the Lord. So I heard a brother say, well, how are you going to bless the Lord? Well, we're going to bless the Lord by being obedient to
Amen.
What he said in his word.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Be obedient to what he said in his word.
Amen.
Isn't the God that we
said? Is better than sacrifice, Pastor.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And in Psalms 34, glory to God, Psalms 34, verse 1 there, the psalmist says, I'll bless the Lord at all times.
Yeah.
And his praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Amen.
I want to ask out there in Radio Land, every morning that God wakes you up, are you blessing him?
Mm-hmm.
Are you keeping praise in your mouth?
Amen.
As a child of God?
Amen.
Yes.
No matter what's going on, no matter what the situation, the circumstances, you may be feeling pain in your body, but I want to tell you, you still can bless the Lord.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you.
Yes.
The pain might be there, but you have opened up my eyes that I may be able to see.
Amen.
Well, I thank God for the opportunity. Well, I want all of the radio listeners out there to stay tuned for a moment. We're going to take a station break, and we'll be right back.
Amen.
With the
You're
word.
Listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
All right. We thank the Lord once again for everything that's going on. And we want to look at what the word says under the new covenant, the New Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ, and what he has done for us, because God wants you whole. He wants you healed. And listen to me very carefully. God wants you healed.
Yes.
A lot of people say, well, I would rather have divine healing. No, God wants you whole, complete, nothing missing or nothing broken.
Amen.
That's the God that we serve. People out there today, don't be troubled. The Lord Jesus Christ has made it possible for you to walk in divine health.
Yes.
Glory to God. So receive your healing today. Just reach out and receive it, because the Lord Jesus Christ, through the atonement on the cross of Calvary, he made it possible that you can be healed.
Amen.
Right where you are.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Glory to
Jesus'
God.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anybody got something they want to say about under this new covenant here? This is a better covenant than the old covenant, although it's still the word of God. Amen. And the word tells us that Jesus, and we're lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. David, what he was singing to the Lord.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking mainly about him because we know him.
Amen.
We know him. So we're singing each morning unto the Lord as well, thanking him for everything that he has done for us. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Amen. God penned this in the book, Pastor, how David had a prayer life being a little shepherd boy. God said, David was a man after my own heart. Mm-hmm. David knew how to pray. Every problem or test that we go through in this life, you'll find something in the book of Psalms that'll tell you how to pray about it, Pastor.
Praise God. We're after God's own heart as well.
Yes.
Praise God, because how can we do anything for the Lord when God has done everything for us? We have to praise him. We have to praise him. And have to thank him for the healing. So we are talking about the benefits of God. Are you out there in Radio Land? Have you received God's benefits? Many of us, when we go on a job, and we first of all, we say, well, the money is good. You're paying me X number of dollars, but do I have any benefits?
Amen.
Well, let me tell you something. If you, as a child of God, you know that you have benefits because you're in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. What benefits have you received? Not from some secular organization, but I'm talking about from the Creator himself. Amen. The one that created you. Evangelist, you tell us about these benefits, some of these benefits under this new covenant. Praise the Lord. I'll keep talking while you look. Glory, glory to God. These benefits. One of the benefits is that Jesus, he took our sickness and disease and he nailed it to his cross.
Praise God.
That's a benefit. By faith, I receive that.
Amen.
Glory to God.
I got him, Pastor.
Amen.
One, forgiveness of all sins. Mm-hmm. Two, healing of all diseases. Three, redemption from all destruction. Four, crowning with loving kindness. Five, crowning with tender mercies. Six, satisfaction with good things. Seven, renewal of youth like eagles. Eight, justice for all oppression. Nine, knowledge of God's ways. 10, knowledge of God's acts. 11, mercy and grace. 12, patience of God, slow to anger. 13, plenty of mercy.
Amen. Plenty.
Go here, Pastor.
Plenty of mercies.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty. Mm-hmm. And the healing power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he accomplished all those benefits there at the cross of Calvary.
Amen. Pastor.
Amen. Pastor. At the cross of Calvary. If we don't have enough lifespan to talk about how good God is and what he's done, because the word tells us that we don't have enough. Well, the Bible, if everything was written by what Jesus did in the Bible, we won't have enough room to put it there.
Amen.
So we can go on and on with these benefits.
Two or three editions, Pastor.
Yes. We can go on with these benefits. But the most important thing is that have you received these benefits?
Amen.
Praise God. Because number one, listen, the forgiveness of sin is one of the benefits that we all have received.
Amen.
As a child of God.
Amen.
And number two is that we've received healing that our Lord Jesus Christ and what he atoned at the cross of Calvary. Mm-hmm. Number three, we've received the redemption.
Yes.
Through his blood.
Yes, Pastor.
And the forgiveness of sin. Isn't that one? These are all benefits, by God.
All benefits,
Pastor. Mr. Glory, have you received any of these benefits?
Yes, by his stripes I'm healed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I remember in Isaiah 53:5, for he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Yes.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
We are.
Praise God. Praise mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. Evangelist, what benefits have you received from this new covenant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Guess what, Pastor? Jesus can raise the dead, because Brother Ronnie was almost there, Pastor, but guess what? Jesus didn't come to take life. He came to give life, Pastor, and the benefits of his grace and mercy. Grace is unmerited favor.
Amen.
Mercy
Amen.
That withholds judgment. Pastor, when we read that verse on 11, it says, verse 10, he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Pastor, the doctor said I was supposed to be a dead man, but mercy kept me here. Mercy and grace, Pastor. And I'm receiving and I'm working off them benefits right now,
Amen.
Pastor.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Because we all were dead in trespasses and sin.
Yes.
And God raised us from the dead.
Yes, mm-hmm. He did.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Spiritually speaking, He raised us from the dead. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. What He did, He put His Spirit on the inside of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we became a new person.
Yes,
my Lord, my Lord. Brought back from death to life. And
yes.
This is why I pray right now that everybody out there in Radio Land, that you open up your heart and receive the Lord Jesus Christ and all His benefits.
Amen.
That He has for you. Praise God.
Yes,
don't
Lord.
Let these benefits go on the wayside. Receive these benefits so that God can take your name out of the book of death, mm-hmm. and put it in the book of life.
Amen.
There's life. Abundant life.
Amen.
Jesus said that He come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
So evangelists, what happened is that these are benefits, untold numbers of Amen. Benefits Amen. That we have. And I tell you, all we have to do is just receive these benefits.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot of things that are written, but have we received the benefits that's written?
True. Amen.
True.
We can read the benefits.
True.
But are the benefits in your heart?
Amen. Praise God.
Have you received the benefits?
Amen.
Amen. Have you received these benefits? So I tell you, not only that He saved us, not only that He baptized us in the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. not only that He healed us, but I want to tell you right now, He's right where you are, right there. The Word of God says He's omnipresent. God is right there.
Yes,
you don't
is.
Have to be in some church building there to receive the benefits of God. All you need to do is say, Lord, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
My heart is open. I took the key and unlocked my heart.
Amen.
And I opened that door so you could come in.
Yes.
I want those benefits.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I want those benefits.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Praise God. I have received those benefits.
Amen.
They are the benefits of God.
Amen.
They're not no earthly benefits.
Go ahead, Pastor.
They're not no benefits that come from some organization. We are talking about the benefits of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, I'm getting riled up in here. We're trying to be as calm as we can here. But Minister Gloria, tell me about them benefits that you receive.
Oh, the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The righteousness.
Righteousness of God. Not my righteousness. No, my righteousness is like filthy rag.
Yes.
But now that for He had made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin,
yes,
that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So, so another benefit, evangelist, what is another benefit that you've received?
Well, Pastor, I want to say this, that, you know, the world says you're in good hands with Allstate. You understand, Pastor?
Yes.
But guess what? This benefit that we got from Christ, you collect after death, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And another benefit, I have received this benefit as well. Glory to God, these benefits. The benefits I receive now is that I'm a new creature in
yes.
Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away.
Yes.
And behold, all things become new. Glory to God.
Yes.
I tell you, what benefits that one can receive other than being a new creation
Amen.
In
Amen.
Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, the benefits. David didn't have these kind of benefits. Also, that he was benefited mm-hmm. by the things of God. The Spirit of God was upon David.
Yes.
See, and the Spirit of God never resided on the inside of the folks under that old covenant.
No, it didn't.
You see, but we have the Spirit of God on the inside of us. Jesus said, glory to God, here's another benefit. Jesus said, it is expedient that I go away,
Amen.
For if I go not away, the Comforter would not come. But I'm going to pray to the Father that He'll send you another Comforter.
Go ahead,
glory to God. He's going to be with you and abide on the inside of you.
That's
another benefit.
That's
glory
right.
to God. Heaven is my home. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to His wonderful name.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, evangelist,
mm-hmm.
it's a wonderful thing. Not the Spirit is not only upon us, but He's on the inside of us.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Pastor, the Word says mm-hmm. that when the Father come in, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost will come inside of us
mm-hmm.
and make His abode within us. So, Pastor, what a great benefit. God in us.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Father in us, the Son in us, the Holy Ghost in us.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God. Mm-hmm. What benefits? You know, I like another one of those benefits, because in Colossians 2 and verse 9, the Word of God, it tells us that in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
The fullness, complete.
And verse 10 says that, and we are complete in him.
Mm-hmm. Complete. Ooh,
glory to God.
Amen.
Complete in him. Mm-hmm. That means that we're not missing, we're not short of anything. We're, mm-hmm. we're complete in Jesus.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
What more benefits can you ask for?
You can, Pastor. God did a complete work. He left nothing undone at the cross, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. I tell you, it's a wonderful thing when we have all the benefits that God wants us to have. Mm-hmm. David is saying one thing, and we're not trying to discredit David, because David didn't have the Spirit of God on the inside of him. Mm-hmm. I know that when David prayed, when he committed that sin with Bathsheba, and he said, take not my Holy Spirit from me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. We can't say that today, because the Word of God tells us that he will never leave us,
right,
nor forsake us.
Amen.
He'll even be with us until the end of the world. So what David had and what we got today here, we are walking in healing, health, and holiness, and we're walking with the Spirit of the living God abiding on the inside of us, and he's there forever. Glory to God. I said forever.
Yes.
Forever.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come just to make a visit and then leave. That's what he did under the old covenant.
Yep.
My God, but under this new covenant, he is in us.
Amen.
I said he's in us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he's already told us that another benefit is that I'll never leave you.
Mm-hmm. Nor forsake.
Nor forsake you. I'll even be with you until the end of the world.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what benefits that we have as a child of God.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Evangelist, what are the benefits that you feel that you have here under this new covenant?
Pastor, to know that you just mentioned the Holy Ghost living inside of us.
Praise God.
And the Lord give us, with that promise and with that benefit comes your prayer language.
Yes.
Your power language, Pastor. Mm-hmm. You're talking to your daddy, our Heavenly Father, in the tongue that he gave us, that he said, the devil can't understand nothing that you say, but I understand everything because you're in communion with me. I commune with you, you commune with me. What kind of God you don't want to live without Christ, Pastor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You don't want to go through life without Christ. You want to wake up in the morning and know that I'll never leave you. Jesus made that promise. There's nothing too hard for me. There's no troubles or no problem that he can't get you out.
Amen. 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 You see, Evangelist, when you were born, your earthly father taught you how to speak English.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You mimic everything that they were saying.
Yes, that's correct.
But our Heavenly Father now, he's teaching us how to speak his language.
True. Amen.
And his language tells us, listen, that's the language my daddy gave me.
Amen.
Not my earthly daddy, my Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Talk to daddy.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Your earthly father told you, said, well, listen, you can say what I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But our Heavenly Father said that, listen, we can speak what the Spirit of the living God speaks through us when he gives us that unction.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Unction.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a difference between the earthly father and our Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. These are benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We were born from the natural, from our earthly father.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But now we've been born again.
Amen.
Of the Spirit.
By the Spirit of the living God,
mm-hmm.
from our Heavenly Father. I'm mm-hmm. telling you, God's benefits beats all other benefits that one can receive.
Amen.
Externally. But internally, these benefits that we have takes us to heaven. Glory to God.
Yes, it
I
does.
I tell you,
Pastor.
And he loves
takes
us.
Takes us to heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And the language that's spoken there in heaven is faith. You won't get there without faith. That's another benefit.
Yes, that's right. That's
without
so right.
faith, he gave every man a measure of faith.
That's right. That's a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
There
mm-hmm.
it is.
And he told us all we got to do is to listen to his word.
Amen.
Yes.
And we can walk in that faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, benefits of God is greater than anything that man can ever give you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's correct, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
That's why he wants us. He wants us whole.
True.
He wants us complete.
Amen.
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 He wants us where we can receive these benefits and glorify him. Mm-hmm. I understand what happened under the old covenant to a certain extent, mm-hmm. that they didn't have everything that we have.
Amen.
They didn't have everything that we have. And when I say that, I'm talking about in terms of the fullness of the Spirit. The Spirit never took up residence on the inside of them. The Spirit visited them.
Yes.
It was upon them.
Yes, that's correct, Amen. Pastor. Upon them, mm-hmm. yes.
But here, the benefits that I've received is that he's not only upon me, but he's in me.
Amen.
Yes.
He is in me, praise God. And I can praise him.
And bless I remember him. The scripture that says, what? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not of your own? For you are bought with a price.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That price.
That's a price.
That price was paid at Calvary.
Amen.
Amen. What a price.
Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Without him, we could do nothing.
Nothing. Mm-hmm.
He was the one that afforded us all of these benefits of the new covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelist, you and I and Minister Glory wouldn't be sitting here if it wasn't
for the mercy,
and grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
The benefits that God gave us.
Mm-hmm.
Have you received in fullness the benefits of God?
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Because it says, for by grace you're saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not of works, lest any man should boast.
Oh, now we can sit here and talk about these benefits under the new covenant most of the day, because what he has done for us, he who knew no sin was made sin. For us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We don't walk in our own righteousness. We are walking in the righteousness of God.
Amen.
That's a benefit, the righteousness of God.
Amen.
I pray to all my faith partners and radio listeners out there. You know, I said faith partners.
Amen.
Those that have faith in what we're doing and in the word of God. And radio listeners are those, I don't know whether you're saved or not saved, but you can be a radio listener. And the whole thing is that trust the Lord.
Amen.
Take him at his word.
Yes.
Take him at. And Psalms 34 said, taste the Lord and see that he's good.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Just
taste him. Just get a taste. You've been going around sampling all these other things, tasting this, that, and the other. Now, the only thing left is for you to taste the Lord.
Amen.
And what's that verse? Is it Psalms 34, verse 8. 7 or 8?
No, verse 8.
Verse 8? Praise God. Taste the Lord and see that he is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just
taste. He didn't say get a mouthful, Pastor.
Just take a taste. Just take a taste. Glory to God. I tell you, these are the benefits and that God has afforded us all on Calvary's cross. In 1 Peter 2 and verse 24. Minister Glory, you want to read that? That's another benefit.
Yes, amen.
And that was accomplished at Calvary.
That's right.
Oh, my God. It's got to be in your heart, isn't it?
Amen. It's got
to be in your heart.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
You said 2 and 24.
Yes.
Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed.
Amen.
And if you were healed, you are healed.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes,
Evangelist, yes. Here's another benefit. In Matthew 8 and verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 8:17.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. This got to is what would happen if we didn't have the book?
Oh, that's true, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
8:17,
yes.
Pastor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He himself took our infirmities.
Yes, and bared our sicknesses.
And bared our sickness. That's a benefit.
That is.
Yes. That it might be fulfilled what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet.
Okay, exactly.
Himself. Who's himself?
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another benefit. 1 John 4 and verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. I'm talking about benefits here now, not mm-hmm. no earthly benefits. I'm Amen. Talking about heavenly benefits.
Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm.
I went to that scripture earlier, Pastor, wanted to say something.
You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he is in the world.
Amen. Praise God. What benefit, my God. And here's another benefit. Mm-hmm. We look at Philippians 4 and verse 19.
Oh, yes, but
Paul was telling the church of Philippi,
but my God
shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
He didn't say that God will supply your greed.
Mm-hmm.
He said God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
And here's another one, Pastor. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens
good
me.
God Almighty.
Through Christ.
Amen. Through Amen. Christ. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm telling you, if you would just open up that Bible that you have on your mantelpiece, or perhaps in your automobile on the dashboard, or wherever it is, and just look at the benefits. Look at what the Lord Jesus Christ appropriated for us all on the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
Oh, it goes beyond health benefits. It's all benefits.
All benefits.
Can you imagine that for a moment? And I want to tell you something else. Good God Almighty. He put your name in that book.
Oh, glory
Amen.
To God.
Book of life.
That's
Master.
Right.
He put your name in that book. You have, some folks say, well, I don't have to worry about that because I have fire insurance. Well, listen, fire insurance, you can get that from an earthly organization.
Yeah.
But when we talk about Jesus and what he's done for us, Amen. Glory to God, and that through receiving him, you will stand before the great white throne judgment. You'll be there at the Bema seat talking to the Lord Jesus Christ and receiving the rewards that you accomplish here on earth. I'm talking about the benefits of God. I pray that you're out there in Radio Land, that you understand what we're talking about. We're talking about the benefits of God. What God has appropriated for us all. Healing and deliverance and salvation. And I'm telling you, all these are benefits. Bless the Lord, as David said, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And I want to tell you today that we are always blessing the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're forever letting praise be in our mouths. Every day we thank the Lord. Lord, I bless you. I thank you for waking me up this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Allowing me to see another day, to be in the land of the living.
Amen.
Good God Almighty.
Amen.
What more benefit can you have when God sent the angel to touch you, to wake you up?
Amen.
Because when you went to bed at nighttime, you didn't know whether you were going to wake up or not.
That's right.
But because of God's love and his mercy, he woke you up. Glory Amen. To God. Minister Glory, there's another benefit there that God has blessed us with. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, you know, I was thinking about rest. You know, rest in Jesus.
Amen.
You
Hallelujah.
Know, I remember in Matthew 11:28, it says, come unto me, all ye labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
That's yes.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls.
Amen.
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come to Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm talking about benefits, untold number of benefits. Praise
Amen.
God. Wonderfully made.
And whose mind is stayed on thee, he'll keep you in perfect peace.
Praise God, because you trust in him.
You trust Amen. In him.
That's Amen. Another benefit, trusting in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
I got another benefit, Pastor. Amen. Luke, the 10th chapter.
Oh, yes.
Verse 19 through 20.
Mm-hmm.
He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, here's a good benefit that he finished with. As he said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you,
mm-hmm.
but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Amen.
Praise God. He never said that the spirits were subject unto us.
No. That's right.
No, unto him.
Unto him.
His name, praise
because
God.
Because your name, listen, Pastor, your name.
Yes,
that's
yes.
the word say. We're included in all of this, Pastor.
Yep.
those that know Jesus now.
Mm-hmm.
All those benefits.
All those benefits. Mm-hmm.
And right here today, in this land of the living, where God has allowed you one more day, you can receive those benefits. All you need to do is open up your heart.
Amen.
Open up your heart. And there's another benefit. Revelation 3 and verse 20.
Behold.
He's knocking at the door of your heart. He wants to come in.
Yes.
Let him in. Let him in. Praise God.
He's a gentleman.
Yes. Said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man would hear my voice and open up that door, he said, I will come unto him and sup with him. And he with me. Can you imagine for a moment this benefit? God offers an invitation to you so that he can come in and dine with you. Isn't that something? He said, I'll come unto you and sup with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What kind of benefits are we talking about here?
Amen.
My Lord, the benefits of God. Glory to his wonderful name. Is there another benefit that you want to talk about there that God has blessed us with?
Pastor, when you go through this Bible, you find all kind of benefits, Pastor. You never would run out of benefits.
Well, yes. Praise God. Praise God. The benefits of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Right where you are right now, the Word of God tells us that greater is he that is in you.
Amen.
Than he that is in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's another benefit.
Yes, Pastor.
Another benefit is James 4 and verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
He says, submit yourself unto God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. That's a benefit. That's a promise.
Amen.
That's
praise
a fact.
God. Praise God. All right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. So I want to offer all out there in Radio Land, the radio listeners here, we want to extend the invitation of salvation.
Amen.
Yes. That's the main purpose.
Amen. Yes.
If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus,
and shalt believe in thine heart
that God raised him from the dead,
thou
shalt be saved.
But with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
With the heart man believes unto righteousness.
Then a man believes unto righteousness. Receive Jesus today and you will have all the benefits. Well, I want to bless you all out there and I thank God for you. Tune in next week, the same time. May the Lord's blessing be upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida, 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.